Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Happy Black Friday, and that gets into our side question in a little bit. But another mission. Let me tell you, I was going through what the heck we were going to do with our person of the year. And every year we do it, but we do one nationally and one locally. Had to make a change because it was obvious to me it's no fun if one person, and I know some people like to spoil things. Come on. Person of the year thing is supposed to be fun. I like it when it goes down to the wire. We had one year where it was thousands of votes, and the one person that won it may have been by three or four votes after thousands and thousands of votes. So I made a little change up. You'll see on Monday the local candidates, after asking people on Twitter and Dan and everybody else, you'll be able to vote for Jim Worthington, the guy who led the charge, raising more money for President Trump than anybody. You know, PACs don't count. I'm just talking straight up raising money. Linda Kearns, Election Integrity Central. You know her record. You know her work. You know exactly what she's done. And Sean Parnell. Sean Parnell's regional. All right. Who is the third here locally? The third locally. Yeah, I had it up here, too. I'll come back to the local. I put Sean Parnell in a new category. Sean Parnell and Scott Presler in a new category, the regional, meaning Pennsylvania. Oh, Van Drew was the other locally, Jeff Van Drew. And then regionally, Scott Presler, Dave McCormick, Sean Parnell. And then the national, so far I have Elon Musk, RFK Jr., and Don Jr. A lot of juniors, a lot of Musks. Unless something changes, you'll see them each day next week, starting with the local, which might be a pretty good contest. But Scott Presler, I had to take out of the local. First of all, he's not local. Second of all, takes all the fun away. I mean, I was thinking of putting him in there with Elon Musk. I might, if he wins the regional, which I think he will. I say, all right, let's put him in there with Elon Musk, too, and see what happens here. Who's the person of the year? And I saw this. Someone sent it to me. Their idea, but I'm going to now make it a mission statement. You know, the president gives Medal of Honor. They seem to do this periodically. It's the civilian highest honor, right? Many times, it's just entertainment people. Seems like they do it once or twice a year. I don't know. It seems kind of random. And everybody gets a medal, and they're there in Washington and all that. What about Scott Presler as deserving of that award? It's not just because Trump is president. It's also, Presler is kind of like a mythic figure. It's like he came in, remember, I told you I've known him since he did the trash pickups in places like Baltimore, how dirty Baltimore was. That started it. But then suddenly he's on our doorstep and Scott Presler is the person who is leading the charge to win Pennsylvania. So I will put it through my back channels, but we ought to start it on Twitter, start talking about it. Scott Presler deserves that award. And you can imagine him receiving it. Oh, my goodness, what that would be like. All right? I mean, we've already honored him last summer at Mulligan's. But this is the highest civilian honor. Just look at what he's accomplished. Who would be against that? Well, some in the CNNs of the world and the like would be against it, which is good. All the more reason why he should get it. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. So Presler, for that highest honor. And I gave you the local contenders, Van Drew, Kearns, and Jim Worthington. The regional will be Presler, Dave McCormick, and Sean Parnell, who led the mail-in ballot across the entire state. Nationally, I have Elon Musk. We know he was a big force. RFK Jr. and Don Jr. I'm thinking about putting our villain in quotes of the year. Not exactly a villain, but, you know, something like that. And who might that be? There would be so many people. Locally, would it be Diane Merseglia? I think so. I think Diane, you lock that down. You and Jim Harv, Harv deGrasse, Harvey, you guys lock that down. Local villains. Jim Kenney's gone. Larry Krasn, we've done that. Yeah. Diane Merseglia has hit a chord. By the way, we had a guy on the other day, Joe Hogan. I'm glad he came on. Play at some point in the show today. You may not have heard it. I asked him about impeachment. He's a state rep out in Langhorne. And he said, no can do. The Democrats had the majority. I pushed back and said, come on, put it out there at least. What's going to happen to her as a result of all this? I don't know that Dave Sunday is going to charge her criminally, but certainly censure, impeachment. So I've been given another name by a very trusted source. Andrea sent that one to you, too. We want to see if he's up for impeachment. If he is, then we'll get him on and we'll start that ball rolling. But I'm going to keep poking at these Republicans because I know how you feel. This ain't over with Diane Merseglia. If she can do what she did this blatantly here and get away with a couple people screaming at her, and we have to wait to 2027, that's what impeachment's for. That's what we do with presidents. We don't say you'll have to wait till the next election. We have a mechanism. Impeach them, then it goes to the Senate. Diane Merseglia certainly should have articles of impeachment against her. We certainly should drill down on this and say to all public officials, don't you dare do what she did. If you do what she did, there might be a possibility of you being impeached or being out of office. Why is this a bridge too far for Republicans? No, we shouldn't forget about it. It's not about vengeance, vindictiveness. It's about accountability. They got away with slow walking people, making them wait 8 hours in line to vote. They've done a number of other things over the years. We all know that. The Republican is weak there. The Republican Party out there doesn't seem to be pushing. I can't make them. All I know is what I can try to do. So we're on a hunt for various representatives that I'm told might be up for it with the right backing here. We'll see if one of them does it. If you just roll over and say, move on. We won. Diane Merseglia, so what now? I don't think it works that way. I can't speak for Dave Sunday. He may investigate. He may look at election interference or something like that. I'm not saying criminal charges, but I'm saying there's something here. You just can't do what was done here that we lived through. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Just saw a story before we started today. We told you about this before, our buddy Chief Malloy over in Abington. We talked about, I think there it may have been at one point, Chilean gangs burglarizing fancy homes. Well, now I saw a story today saying that South American gangs coming into this country or in this country illegally are burglarizing the homes of NFL players. They know where they're going to play. They know when they're out of town. Mahomes, Travis Kelce are two. Now I'm going to see, once we reach this level where you have NFL players being burglarized, you know, when you have this, and they believe it's these gangs that are highly sophisticated, South American gang, Chilean was one, I think it could be other countries too, are the ones that are engaging in this. So the question becomes, isn't this another reminder of what Americans have had to deal with? I mean, these are molly, $100 million guys, but still, their home is targeted, burglarized. I guess they have to put in security now every time they're not going to be at home playing a game. It's a very public thing. Next, they'll move on to baseball players or something. Then maybe they'll miscalculate, and maybe the family will be home, and somebody will get hurt. This is what it's about. This is what we have to stop. Okay, 855-839-1210. That will get you a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all we need to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. In fact, here is, I'll play it later. Here is PBS now. Post-Trump winning, talking about how hatred, and you know where the hatred they say is coming from? The hatred associated with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy cutting or proposed cuts of all these federal government. I mean, I reread it before I came on today. The federal government employees now are more than the citizens or the residents of the state of Florida. There's more of them than the state of Florida. That can't be so, but apparently it is. So here is PBS, and who do they interview? The Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, this is the group that goes around calling everybody hateful. Who's the one that's hateful? Who's the one that dispenses misinformation, disinformation? They're the all-star at this. And yet they bring in millions and millions of dollars a year. Listen to this exchange, and it seems to be centered around Trump and cutting federal government.
Based on the content, Margaret, what do you make of these mass texts, and what is the intention behind them?
It's really clear to us that hate and extremist groups are using the election of Donald Trump as an encouragement to cause fear and anxiety in communities of color and religious communities and in the LGBTQ community. Because of his use of racist, sexist, and other discriminatory rhetoric on the campaign trail, he's essentially encouraged his followers to spew hateful rhetoric, and he's emboldened them to embrace this hateful ideology.
You know, even if Trump has stirred up feelings of racial animus, he also saw gains, as you know, in this election among Latinos and African Americans. With the second Trump term, do you expect that there will be more or less tolerance for this kind of hate speech?
I think that many people who supported the president-elect did so because they share his rhetoric and ideology, but many other people did not. Many people voted for him for economic reasons, because they're frustrated by the economic situation of the country, and they wanted a change from what they were experiencing over the last few years. That is not a mandate to embrace racial hatred or misogyny. And I believe, in fact, that as we move forward with the incoming administration, more and more people are going to reject that rhetoric and call for a change.
All right, already, we're not even anywhere near inaugural day. All right, one other thing, NBC reporting, wow, 68% of self-identified Native Americans, NBC News, voted for Trump. That's the nugget of the day. Why? You know, what is the thing there? They were hoping for disruption, a change in their lives from what has gone on forever. 68% NBC News says. Almost can't believe the number. All right, we got it all in play. At 1 o'clock, we're going to talk with Robin Schaefer, our guy, the whale guy. We got a lot of other stuff to hit with him. What will Trump do on the windmills, etc.? At 2 o'clock, Harry Harrowy, voice of the Jersey Shore. He is someone who worked at a high level with President Trump as a casino executive for one of the Trump casinos. He knows the mind of Trump. He knows that Trump is not just going to let anybody do anything in this cabinet that they feel like. Case in point, RFK Jr. did not want the Trump person that will head up agriculture, because agriculture is involved with all the junk foods and all that type of stuff. Trump put somebody else in there. It's believed to kind of be a guardrail here, if you will. So Trump isn't just going to throw the ball out there and let chaos. You know that. Well, also, I want to talk with Harry about the governor's race in New Jersey, which is really hot button already. And post the holidays, it's really going to take off, because if Jersey goes red, that will be a boost, an indicator that people are behind what Trump is doing. If it doesn't go red, if they're still able to hold on, it will be something that indicates there's some break here on this. At least that's how it can be billed, because I think if it's the right person, Trump's going to be all over this to try to win New Jersey. I favor, as you know, and we'll have more next week, hopefully. I have no inside knowledge. He hasn't said anything about running. It just occurred to me the other day talking with Matt Rooney, who said, well, if this guy got in, he would clear the field, meaning knock the other ones out. Jeff Van Drew. So I know there's a hurdle or two there, but you can imagine if it's Jeff Van Drew, Trump's going to go down Broadway here. This is going to be bigger, almost as big as a presidential race to win this. And knowing Van Drew as we do, I think he would have a great shot at doing it. The base in South Jersey, the connection to MAGA, and just the all-round ability that he has on the issues and explaining them. Be a heck of a governor. Oh, it would be, this would be a banner year. Make Mulligan's his headquarters. Why not? All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Now, today is deal day, Black Friday. So our side question is simply, hit us with that all-time great deal. Now, it can be a deal where both sides gained, or it can be one where one outfoxed the other and really gained, or it can just be a huge deal. For example, Trump wants to buy Greenland. I'm kind of on board with that strategically.
Buy Greenland?
Buy Greenland.
Why?
Well, strategically, take a look at where it is.
That's true.
Yeah. It's in a great spot, and apparently the price might be pretty cheap. I forget how many billion, but it's doable. A great resort. He'll put a Trump resort there, too. Well, Alaska, obviously, was sold. All right. I think it was $7.9 million or thereabouts. That one I get.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with Alaska? But what the heck were the French selling the Louisiana Purchase for? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. That was a steal. Also going to take off the board, all-time deal. If you can buy an NFL team, almost no matter what you have to pay for it, do it. It's the ultimate toy. And I just saw Jeffrey Lurie allegedly might sell minority shares. I think it's 5% to two different groups. The Eagles are valued right now at $8.1 billion. Wow. I think he paid, I'd have to look it up, it was over $100 million. But $8.1 billion. And it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't 100 years or anything.
No, it was in this lifetime.
$8.1 billion, exactly. And the other one, all-time great deals, Hershey. Apparently, E.T. wanted the Mars company to have E.T. eat their product. And Mars, according to this, thought that E.T. was too ugly, didn't want their candy associated with them. But Hershey's jumped into the ring with Reese's Pieces were used in the film instead, product placement.
Yeah. Very now, famous product placement.
I don't think Reese's Pieces. I don't get the Reese's.
You want to say Reese's Pieces so bad.
I don't think Reese's is all that, but it did put them on the Imagine Mars. Oh, we're not doing that film. Probably the Bud Light woman was over there at that point. Okay.
Yeah. Her mother or father was on the show.
Right. And then she got in there to do Bud Light. What's yours?
Yeah, so I'll take two, and they're both going to be sports related here. Simple one. The Eagles getting A.J. Brown for the 18th and 101st picks in the 2022 NFL draft. I mean, that has worked out phenomenally. He has been one of, if not the best receiver in the NFL. The other one I'm going to take off is for the Sixers. So this has a little bit of twists and turns. The Sixers acquired a first-round pick for Jeremy Grant back in 2016. Then the Sixers traded that pick to the Magic for the 25th pick in the 2017 draft, which they took Anze's Pasnakis, a guy who never made it to the NBA. That's a bad deal. But then it keeps going. The Thunder got that pick back in 2019 when the Sixers traded Markelle Fultz to the Magic. And what happened is that because they got that and they also got Mike Muscala in that deal. Mike Muscala was a player for the Sixers, traded him at the deadline to the Thunder for, you know, whatever, a conditional first rounder. In the bubble that year, because it was 2020, he hit a big shot in a meaningless final regular season game to push the Thunder to the 21st pick, which is good for the Sixers because if the picks were between 1 and 20, they wouldn't have got the pick. It would have stayed with the Thunder, but because it fell to 21st, the Sixers kept it. And with that pick, the Sixers took Tyrese Maxey, who has become a complete star.
Yeah, so one of the best post 20 picks in the NBA.
So when that deal originally went down, it looked terrible. It looked like we got completely fleeced. We got a guy who never played, and then it ended up being we got an all-star.
All right, so that's the side question today. Then we'll put them all into the hat before we leave for the week. You know, at around 250 or so, 245, and pull it out. Letters to Trump is the prize this week. The book is unbelievable. And we'll have Dom's Money Melody, too, of course. Now, here's how you get in on all that. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. This should be a no-brainer. I think with enough people talking about this and with my doing some behind the scenes with some people, there's a good shot to have Scott Presler get that civilian honor from the president. That would be it. The media would go, oh, my God. I don't know if he wear a tuxedo or what. What he had on the other day was, it's like a designer was with him. I have not seen anything. This long coat thing that he had was pretty remarkable. 855-839-1210. Jump on board now and talk radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano program. Democrats, I have to tell you, seriously seem to be thinking that AOC should throw her hat into the ring in 2028. Now, I look at things through the eyes of talk radio. Oh, my goodness. That would be enormous. But is she, who would be a better candidate? In all seriousness, Kamala Harris or AOC? I'd say AOC.
100%.
Particularly with a little bit more seasoning. She says some goofy stuff economically, et cetera, but she can spark a crowd. She's, I wouldn't call her hateful, not like the other members of the squad, the JV squad or whatever. And Kamala Harris is beyond a rank incompetent. Say, let's get AOC into the ring out there, debating Josh Shapiro and Newsom, mussing up his hair a little bit. She'll be eligible at that point. I don't know what age she is. She strikes me she's 32 or 33 at this point. So it's being talked about.
Now, AOC could get on the ballot right now. She's 35.
Oh, she is 35?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought she was a bit younger. She's been around a while. So she's never run in a race where it's, well, she had an uphill. She had to beat the third ranking member of Congress, but it's a guy who had been in the York Connolly, I think it was, forever. Things had changed demographically, and she has a social media presence that was second to none. And she'll do that again. Yeah, let's get AOC into that. Let's get her in there. Let's see what that does with Democrats. Oh, my God. All right, so 855-839-1210. Harris, though, I think this is John Morgan, who I was surprised. Yes, that John Morgan. Morgan & Morgan has been out there savaging Harris and talking about how she should never run for president again. The big insurance guy, here's what he said, because Harris is apparently going to run again, cut 7.
Privately, the vice president has been instructing advisors and allies to keep her options open, whether for a possible 2028 presidential run or even to run as governor in the state of California in 2 years. As Harris has repeated in phone calls, I am staying in the fight. Your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is, you know, she thinks she's Obama. She goes to Hawaii because Obama goes to Hawaii. She started talking like Obama, imitating Obama. She is not Barack Obama. She is has no talent. She can never run for president again. She ran once and got 0 delegates. She got 8% of California. I begged them not to put her up. She was going to be tethered to Biden no matter what. That was a zero-sum game for her. But she thought that all these votes were for her. They were not. the votes that she got were people voting against Trump, and the votes that Trump got were the people voting for Trump. What the Harris campaign should have done, instead of avoiding Joe Rogan and podcasts, it turns out that Barron Trump, who looks like a runway model, was telling his father, you need to go on podcasts. You need to go on Joe Rogan.
Okay, well, let's stop it here, Henry, a little bit. Look, it's easy to say, well, why didn't she do Joe Rogan? Face the facts. She can't do Joe Rogan. She can't do it. I mean, we saw that with Lester Holt and NBC News. She went off into a tizzy just because he said, but you didn't go. We've been to the border. And I haven't been to Europe either. She can't do it. So stop like these. Democrats keep on saying these errors of messaging or whatever. So what they want to do is they want to camouflage better. They can't win on the transgender. Here's a case in point. Boise State now has forfeited to San Jose State in the women's volleyball. Here's why it's different than what we've been talking about. This is not a regular season game. This is their conference playoffs, if you will. And I'm hoping that something like this happens, that San Jose State has team after team saying, no, we're not going to play you. Is the NCAA actually going to crown them as women's volleyball champions? Meaning, and apparently this sport has taken off a bit. It's on ESPN a lot anyhow.
Yeah.
Meaning that they would be the national champion. Are we really going to go that far? And if so, I think more people will pay attention to what's happening here. These women are not like the Leah Thomas thing. They're saying, no, we're not going to play you. Yeah, but don't you understand? This isn't regular season. You can get past that. They could go all the way to the championship. Now, I don't know the posture of who they'll play. It's in the weeds. All that I know is they're close to winning their conference, which gets a playoff berth in the NCAA tournament, simply because these women are standing strong. So the woman who still writes for USA Today, Nancy Armour, I've had her on in the shows over the years. Oh, my God. She says the women that are who's discriminatory in a column are the players who will not play the team that has a male on it. They're the ones discriminating. This stuff is not going to fly. Again, got to be careful. The last election didn't say Americans are saying, say whatever you want about someone who's transgender and all these. They didn't say that. But what they did say is in the playing field that we're talking about, that you saw play out in the commercial, the they-them commercial, or the commercials around boys or men in women's sports, we're with you, 85% or more moves the needle. We don't want this. We're tired of this type of nonsense. So if skillfully done in the right areas, and this is definitely one of them, it's a winner. It's the right thing to do, the politically right thing to do. And deep down, I don't want to see these people get to be the winner in this category. But if it gets to the championship game or something like that, I don't know what I would advise the other team. You can't let them take the national title. But on the other hand, so I think the optimal would be that it gets to the national title game because people will be talking about it. And I think there'll be a big betting thing.
I bet they won't make it that far.
And then what would happen is there would be widespread interest, and people that don't pay attention to most things would go, wow, take a look at this. The number of kills this biological male apparently has, et cetera. And then to beat them in the final. That would be almost Hollywood-esque. Now, whether some other team will play them at this point, I didn't look. How many rungs, how many games? It's not that many left before they would get really on the national radar screen. But imagine the sports columnist calling them the discriminators. Why are they trying to stop opportunity for a trans woman? There's that phrase again, right? Well, they are, because they learned the lessons of Leah Thomas. You are not going to tell these women that they have to put up with this. We're past that now. At least in most instances, we are. The Central Buck School District hasn't gotten the memo on that. But if we see some male playing on the female team and all that starts to happen, they will get that memo. All right, phone lines. Get in on the side question, too. 855-839-1210. Give us that all-time deal. Try to take one. It's a little bit creative, a little bit outside the box. We don't want to take everything off, but if you go with the obvious ones, as you know, that's usually not the winner unless it's just so overwhelming. Hit us with one. That was a deal. Maybe one side really benefited, or even more, create. This would be tough. Both sides benefited tremendously. Hit us with that. 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in at 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question. As I said, though, this stuff around transgender in sports is not the same as when Leah Thomas was here. And we don't have to say how despicable they are, how shameful on a daily basis the University of Penn is. They just are, right? Their attitude with the anti-Semitic attacks that went on there, but their attitude of bludgeoning or trying to bludgeon people like Scanlon that we have on and other female swimmers at Penn for Leah Thomas. Well, we've seen over the course of a couple of years, though, now these women are bold. And apparently there's a game today, and then the winner sometime soon will play San Jose State. Will they play them? I get it. It's the NCAA tournament. These women want to be. I get it.
Championship would be tomorrow at 2 p.m.
All right. Tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Pacific time.
I'd rather see this play out, though, for a while. Because the longer it goes on, the more people are going to recognize. And there's going to be more pressure, hopefully, brought to bear to say, that's it. One of these governing bodies, these colleges, et cetera, some judge, something has to step in and say, that's it. You're not going to do this. It is so much different than what happened. Remember what it was like. They were told, you do this, the mob. I don't know if the mob is coming after the assistant coach on the team that started this boycott or the women on that or the women on several of these teams. But the colleges are not really going after them. They don't seem to be able to bludgeon them. The numbers are much stronger. And post-election, you got to hope they're stronger. And I still maintain, this is the low-hanging fruit. Very few people are going to say, yes, I think a male ought to be in there beating up on females, taking away their right to compete and succeed. Very few people are that crazy. Democrats can say all that they want. America's not going to go for this. Now, as far as Trump banning transgenders in the military on day one by executive order, I think that's going to be supported also. But nothing as much as saying, why did we work for women's sports? Why did we get to this point? And then you're going to come along and just trash all that? And say, what's the big deal here? Why are you making such a big deal? What do you mean? Why are we making such a big deal about this? Women have worked at that for 35 or 40 years. And again, the example I come up with, you put a pretty good player or two or three into the WNBA. Let's see if those women will shut up then. When somebody goes off for 75, 80, 100 points against them, routinely. I think they think in their minds, no, you could bring somebody, let's say somebody who's played in the NBA, maybe they're a little bit older now, you know, they're not as good. They go in there, they're going to score. It's obvious. They're not going to be able to stop them. It's stupid even to engage in this. I think you could take a championship high school team, big enough state, and compete with the WNBA or beat them. I bet they would beat them. So why in the world then stand with any of this? Just speak out. All we need is Serena Williams or somebody like that finally to give it up and say, yeah, this is ridiculous. Serena Williams, as good as she was in her prime, she's not playing against the top men. She wouldn't be, it's the speed all of a sudden would be on. She wouldn't be able to cope with what she usually sees a ball coming at her. and just the pressure, you can't even talk about it. All right, let's go to Susan in Chester Springs. Susan, you're on with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Susan.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Well, I had something different. I mean, I just think that men that can't make it in their own sport go try to beat women. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we interviewed, if you remember, that young woman who's the daughter of Hall of Fame pitcher Lisa Smith, and she is an Olympic hopeful. She's right on the cusp when she was in high school. Guys that were ranked 27 and 28 in the state of Ohio killed her in the 100 and 220, mm-hmm. and they told her she'll have to train harder. I mean, my goodness.
Well, and the media is complicit in all of this. They don't, yeah. They're not honest about it. I just had an Emmy-winning producer. He did Good Morning America years ago, and he was telling me, first I thought when he said he was a reporter, I'm like, oh my God, I've got a liberal in here.
Yeah.
So I was careful, but he said that investigative journalism, which is what he was, is down the tubes. There isn't any anymore. And he was just very upset about the way things have gone. I mean, he said, nobody reports. Did you know there were 17,000 Christians held hostage and most of them killed during the Civil War in Lebanon? No, I didn't know that. I mean, the things he came up with, nothing is being reported, honestly.
Yeah, or if it is, it's a slight mention, so they check the box, but the point of emphasis is on something that's ideologically driven. That's what the game is.
So my answer to the side question is Manhattan deal. And everybody says, well, the Indians didn't make out. Well, eventually they didn't because they were thrown off their land. But at the time, it opened up trade with the Dutch. So they actually did well as a result of it.
All right,
so that was my deal.
That's a nice add to it. Yeah, they both benefited by it, at least for a period of time. Okay, that can happen. But the ones that make the most news are the ones that are you kidding me? Just look at this, particularly in the world of sports. You know, I remember when the Phillies got Steve Carlton, and there were people saying, we're trading Rick Wise. He just pitched a no-hitter, hit two home runs in the game and all that. And Carlton had been up and down at that point to his career, one of the all-time greats then. Although a survivalist today, if you will, apparently. All right, phone lines. Get in on the side question, 855-839-1210. You can get in. As I said, tomorrow would be the championship game. And will they play? Some people think they will. Or will they forfeit? And then San Jose State goes off to the NCAA tournament. This is a much different thing. They didn't have that option with Leah Thomas. You had to compete against Leah Thomas, and that was it. And Penn was proud of it, setting records and all that domination. Penn never had a swim team like this. That was not that many years ago. I'd have to look it up, whether it was three or something like that. And Riley Gaines out of this. I mean, you talk about somebody that was made for this. It's Riley Gaines. And then she gets Paula Scanlon, who was not that type of personality, but now she's out there all over the place. And there are many, many more women. When is a prominent, really prominent female athlete or a bunch of them come together and say, that's it. Stop kidding yourself. Why are we continuing to do this? That's where the low-hanging fruit. Now, Harris helped by saying, let's give sex change operations with taxpayer money to people here illegally who are criminals that are in jail. You just can't put enough stuff in there that's out of line. But people resent this. We're not going to be told it's only a handful. It's spreading. There have been thousands of medals lost or diminished to young women of one sort or another by this happening. We don't hear about all of it. Constantly, just the more prominent places. And Democrats can make it go away. Take the issue away. Just say, hey, this isn't right. Nope, you're out. That's all they have to do. Why can't they do it? Because the mob that's at their base, this is just similar to the Hamas thing. Same thing. They can make it go away, but they really can't. They can't because they'll be inundated. Well, one other thing, too. Now we see three Democrats. For some reason, they're from Connecticut. Who have had bomb threats too, Democrats. You know my point on this? If the FBI, if they need more resources, any of these people making these threats, now a lot of it is against Trump nominees. I want the fullest investigation. I want to hunt them down. I want them tried quickly. I want them to get the maximum sentence. I want them to be plastered all over the place. We have to come together and say, if you're doing this swatting stuff, threatening bomb scares, threatening to kill their kids, this is our mission. You are going to be hunted down no matter what it takes. Instead, it seems to me we hear these stories and we see few, if ever, that are caught, prosecuted, and sent to jail. This is a national problem. You have people routinely. Now, I'm not sure if they're clever. They do it in a manner. I don't believe that. I just believe that we let this go on without enough of a priority to say, you do that. Now, look, I experienced nothing quite like that. I've told the story. Was a guy here locally, didn't like something I said, et cetera. And, you know, it wasn't that direct till he mentioned Roe and Luke, I think it was. That was it. Thank God we had the VIP squad from the police. They visited him, told him what was going to happen, et cetera. That's what has to happen. Now, if it's a direct threat, then you kick in the door, you take him out. And he's got to be prosecuted. Fullest extent of the law. I want to see some of these people actually prosecuted. The ones going after the Democrats, I don't care. The ones going after the Trump nominees, bring them in. For once, it's worth the resources to send a message. You're not going to get away with it. Yeah, but some of these people, Dom, are just crazy. I don't care if they're crazy or what they are. I want them caught. And I think most Americans look past party lines. So, yeah, I don't care who they're threatening. We're not that type of country. You're not going to get away with this stuff. It's not freedom of speech. This is clearly against the law. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. That's how you'll get on board right now. Hit us on the side question, too. Hey, cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers, you get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. You can bet Monday night football matchup. You can bet anytime touchdown, over rushing yards, over passing. All you have to do is just visit FanDuel.com/Dom. Tons of parlays that you can create that are really simple. You don't have to be an expert, is what I'm saying. Now, FanDuel is the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHD. Yet to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is Dom time. Coming up, Robin Schaefer, Protect Our Shores over in New Jersey. A lot to talk about with him, not just the whales and what Trump will do. And also, we're going to talk with Harry Hurley, great radio host in, really, Atlantic City, voice of the Jersey Shore. He worked with President Trump for years. And what does he think in the governor's race? He's one of the powers there about how this will go down. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Hey, Robert, happy Black Friday.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. And I'll keep it together here, Dom. I hope you guys had a wonderful holiday. And I'm going to go a little off track with my answer to the side question.
Okay.
My answer is Jack and the Beanstalk. Now, a lot of people don't know that he made 3 trips up to Beanstalk. So in exchange for this cow, he got a bag of gold, a goose that lays golden eggs, and a magic harp. The magic harp, and a lot of people don't know that he made 3 trips. Also, the giant's wife fed him and lied to the giant that the little boy wasn't up there all 3 times when the giant said, "See, five, foe, thumb, I smell the blood of an Englishman. And be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread." The 3rd time when he was chasing him down, Jack was able to cut down the beanstalk and kill the giant. But if you're looking at a sack of gold and a goose that lays golden eggs and a magic carp, that's a pretty good deal for a cow.
I think so. Beautifully done. All right. That is outside the box extraordinary. That's what we expect here from Robert. All right. Don't be intimidated by it. It's a really good one, though. All right. We'll have the winner today and then put them all into the hat right before the end of the show and have the grand prize of the week. Coming up, Robin Schaefer, Protect Our Coast. Wait a minute. Is it Protect Our Shore? Henry, if you put it up there,
Yeah, I'll have it.
Yeah, I forget which one it is. But Robin wanted to talk with him about several things. One, right before the election, I think it was only a couple days before, I got to speak to this group in downtown Philadelphia from Sweden, Finland, Denmark, and the like. And they liked Trump. It was an interesting, by and large. That should have been kind of an indicator. And also, is we know how much Trump hates the windmills, just the sight of the windmill, right? Does that mean we are home free? We're starting to see, I think one was in New York, another one of those companies give it up. And if that's the case, let's take a moment today while he's here. If this looks like is what is going to happen, to say, wow, did we think this would happen? Did we think we'd be able to stop them? Remember how, and some are still operating, some are still going forward. Can the federal government actually now stop this nonsense? I think so. That's all straight ahead, and your calls on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.